This is not just another golf podcast. This is Golf Underground. This is Golf Underground. We just happen to be the third funniest podcast in golf. We interview PGA Tour pros, Hall of Fame athletes, rock stars, business leaders. Sure, we talk about golf, but we have fun. All right, let's do it. Welcome to Golf Underground. Now your hosts, Wardo, Sully, and MLB Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now the Golf Underground is brought to you by Star Companies, KC. Experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Regain functional medicine. Feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Regal Distributing, specializing in the distribution of food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sono Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results tailored perfectly to individual needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, onto the program. Hey, welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Kansas City. It's been a while. You know, we prefer not to show our faces too much during the majors. You know, we like to be a little soft and I would say humble slash lazy. And so, Wardo, we really haven't been together in a while, but it was a big occasion because your protege, the little clay that you molded from a small pasty New Zealander into an eventual champion. It's been a pretty uplifting month. So we're honored because we have our man, Charlie Hillier, who is now officially a Web Tour member.
Corn Fairy. I think it's Web, Jesus. Corn Fairy Tour.
So how do you feel, big boy?
Honestly, I played so bad at the Tour Championship. There was so many mixed emotions. So I guess the relieved was probably the main one at the time. But looking back now, you know, the sense of accomplishment and kind of just the gratification and validates what you've been working on for so long, because this game can, you know, you can feel like you're doing the right thing every single day and just goes 6-0 or 0-6 on cuts and stuff like that. So, you know, it's really awesome to see progress in this game that I love to hate.
well said. So tell the folks, how does someone get to qualify? I know there's a few different ways to get into the Corn Ferry. So tell them how you did it.
How I did it. So I played like 3/4 of the year on Latin America, actually lost my card last year, got it back, and then played all 12 this year. And basically it was pretty cutthroat this year. They were like, if you're 1-5 on the money list, you have Corn Ferry status. If you're 6-25, we'll give you second stage. And then anyone after that, sorry. So, yeah, that's how I did it. And I'm really glad it was a season-long race, because those last two events are pretty ugly.
Really? So had you not played in all 13, you'd have been at risk?
Well, I missed the cut in the second to last one, so I could have saved some cash and not gone to that one. but the Tour Championship, you know, I needed, you know, three or four points to get in there by one. So, like I said to people that came in and told me exactly what I needed to finish, I was just, that's so incorrect. I can go and miss a cut and finish dead last and still get my card, or I can finish top 10 and still not get it, just based off people, the right person winning or the wrong person winning. So it's just a very It was an odd situation to be in.
Well, as they say, it's a game of inches. And there was three guys in the playoff for the Tour Championship, which was double points. And it sounded like the guy that won was ultimately the guy Charlie needed. So a little help and some good play throughout the year. But
one of the other guys won. You might not have gotten in.
Yeah. So the last six holes, I was pretty aware on who I needed to win. So I go up, I sign my card as quickly as I can. I bolt up behind 18 and I'm watching, he's in it. It was either 8 or 6 under 1. He's in it 8 or 6 under. He's in it 8 or 6 under. So there were three guys in the playoff. So, I needed one guy to win. He was ahead of me on the money list. So then he'd take all the points off of the other two guys. And, the shit that runs through your mind when you're that nervous and it's out of your control. Like, I'm just sitting there going, good things happen to good people. Good things happen to good people. And then I sit there and go, have I been a good person lately? Like,
yeah, those are words your brother could never say.
Yeah, and I'm just burning holes in the, I'm just walking in circles and I'm getting asked if I'm okay. And I'm basically saying, get the hell out of my way. But when the Kansas State kid didn't get up and down from the back bunker on 18, my spot was secured.
All right. So when that happens, how did you act? Like, can you act all fired up like a Ryder Cup, high five and that type of stuff? Or do you have to be all like humble?
When he missed, it was kind of like a very quiet celebration. But the guy ran in a 30 footer on the second playoff hole that I needed to win. And obviously everyone else went bananas, but I probably had the biggest pom-poms out there. I can guarantee you that. But I'm crushing beer. I'm crushing everything I can to just get through the hour, regardless of win or lose. And I was telling, I don't remember who I was telling, but it was like letting air out of a balloon. Like, for 12 events straight, I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm in this position to do something pretty cool. And then, I didn't realize how tired it was. So when he missed the putt, it was just like, I've been so tired the last 2.5 weeks.
Well, you got a chance to play in the Advent Health event here, and you kind of get to stack yourself up against who will be your future competition, less 25 of them, right?
Yep.
Or 20 of them, but however many graduate from the Korn Ferry onto the PGA Tour. So how do you feel you stack up? I know it's impossible to say right now, but you play the same course, you're playing in the same groups of these guys. How do you feel going into that?
I'm more excited, and a big part of me is to have fun out there. But earlier in the year, I played with Andres Romero in Argentina, and he speaks very little English. And, he kind of slapped it around and got up and down from everywhere. And I striped it for the two straight rounds that I played with him. Andres Romero's won on the European Tour, 20 times?
He's won about your age, right? Been out there a lot.
Yeah.
And he looked at me. And I think this is the first time I've told anyone this. He looked at me and goes, "You're too good to play at this level," in very average English. Wow. So then, he said that to me, shaking hands on 18 in the third round. I was like, no one has to say that. They obviously.
Right.
But I've had a brother that hits it 30 yards in the air by me, could work harder, and, just does everything. Very on the fly type deal. So that's kind of been my competition. So I've had to work extremely hard on speed and kind of all of that stuff. But, in that event, I think I finally realized how good I was or am.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you kind of start stacking that belief kind of at a brick at a time, I didn't, I thought I was in a really good spot in Brazil. But then, thinking on that for 3 or 4 days and then shoot 62, 64, and then it's like, oh, okay, I'm pretty good at this game.
God, that's amazing.
So I think that's been the biggest piece, and he can probably tell you that as well. You know, once there's this belief or kind of edge to me that nobody can beat me, then I think only good things can happen in the future.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things too, where you look at everybody who's had success in the game at the tour level or really anywhere, and they make a lot of people have all their successes or make all their money in bunches. Right. And so they just get into a different zone. They're not seeing water. They're seeing the shot they're going to hit around the corner or whatever. And they basically believe that they can win the golf tournament or go compete against the highest. And so I think it's just, you know, more of that. And what's exciting for me is to watch him, you know, next year go out and play in on a tour for the entire year versus, you know, getting a sponsor's exemption or Monday qualifying and, right. You know, got 36 holes to play well and you get off to a bad start and you're behind the eight ball. So it's one of those things where I think give him the best players are always going to rise to the top, especially over a year long race. The more holes you play, the better player is going to come to the top. Right. And so that's kind of what's exciting for me to watch and help him work towards is kind of that year long race. And, you know, he got a taste of playing quite a few events in a row and all that. And it's even going to be more strenuous next year. So just it's a grind, a lot of travel. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it goes back to, I think, the putter, right? The Brian Harman wins the British Open making whatever it was.
Right. 60, whatever, in a row.
57 out of 58 inside of 10 feet. And, you know, I think everybody – can hit it pretty well time to time. And depending on the golf course, I think the putter and the wedge play and, you know, obviously getting the par fives is the great equalizer, especially out there. Cause you know, week in, week out, those guys are going so low.
What do these guys do to become great putters?
I think everybody's different, but you go to a tour event, you go to the range at the, up the street, the Muni up the street, and you see if there's 100 people out there, 95 of them are hitting golf balls and 5 of them are putting. If you go to a tour event and there's 100 people, there'll be 60 guys on the putting green and 40 on the range. Not saying they don't hit balls, but right. They're doing putting drills. They're calibrating every day or getting on a mat or a laser or doing their aim point or whatever training aid or getting their start lines good. I mean, we've all seen the drill where Tiger puts the putter between the tees and gets going. Like that's his ritual. So I think that's, you know, the technique is so good. The greens are pure.
I think that's a big part of it too, is, you know, these guys, especially on the PGA Tour, maybe not so much on the Korn Ferry Tour, the greens are fairly similar week to week. Yeah. Unless you get to a Masters or something like that. So you kind of got an idea of the speed, then it's working out grained, and now you're starting it online. You know, for me, I think when my putter gets cold is I just get too ball locked. Like I'm not actually trying to hit a line or see where I want it to go in the hole or
mm-hmm.
that. So it's just I just get too focused on what's going on technique-wise. But if I can take care of that at the stable or on the
putting – that's got to be common, right? I mean, I don't know, Wardo, you know it because you're a great coach. But I find, you know, for guys like me who aren't that good, you know, your Saturday country club guys, is you don't do well when you're so into the technique, right? And even putting, when I think of the days when I would putt okay, you're just picking a spot, two balls right edge. As opposed to make sure you forward press, right? Keep the shoulders. Don't hold on to the putter too much. I'm hosed when I do that.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like the holy grail, figuring out that freaking putting stroke and just how do you create repeatability for the regular guy? I think it's hard.
I think, too, it's putting's an art, right? And so whether you crosshand, claw, you know, all these guys you see, all these guys that have a lot of success with this arm lock. And so it's an art. And so I think
it's like a mental unlock, in my opinion. Like they find something and they gain trust in it. Yep. And then, you know, this conference starts doing this, whether it's right or wrong, it's coming out the way they're looking. Like, I kind of relate it to Steph Curry shooting a three-pointer. Do you think he's worried about what his elbow's doing or are his feet set? No, he's thinking ball and hoop, and that's it.
Right. Right.
Same with Cam Smith or Brian Harmon. I guarantee all they're thinking about is which way this is going to break and it's going to go in at this point in the hole.
Well, even, you know, with the Open this weekend, everyone talked about Harmon, but it's also funny how, you know, the likes of Scottie Scheffler, you know, every time he misses a 12-foot putt, which isn't a lot, people say, yeah, that's what he's been struggling with, right? And they're all so good at it. If you're not making 12 footers on a regular basis, you all of a sudden suck at it, which is wild to me, right? I think that's one. I mean, the regular Joe is and Jane are certainly enamored with the length off the tee, but when you see someone like Cam Smith or some of these other guys, it's just freaking mesmerizing.
Guys, as the male body ages, testosterone levels steadily decline, and your body's become increasingly unable to produce healthy levels of the primary male hormone, testosterone. At Regain Functional Medicine, we can help you regain your quality of life with testosterone replacement therapy. TRT improves brain function, sleep cycles, heart health, performance, and overall body composition so you can feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Visit us today at ifeelmuchbetter.com. Regain Functional Medicine with locations in Lawrence and Leawood. Regain is better.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you got a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Andrews and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At SanoOrthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkauf at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs. A big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
You know,
it's like when Tiger, you know, came on the scene, and then, you know, it seemed like he got it on the green and everything went in the hole. You know, then he gets hurt and comes back, and he's got not the putter that he's got with that he won 14 majors with. You know, he starts putting with something else. I think he was still top 40 on tour and putting, but he'd lost his putting to the public eye.
I think some of this is too.
When they're on tour, there'd be a lot more. You know, there's a lot of guys that hit it that good that would win a lot if they were top 40 on tour.
Right. For world number one, like Tiger was for weeks on end, or even Scheffler. Like, I think Scheffler tee to green and strokes gained with the irons. You know, he's hitting, he has more birdie putts than the next guy, and so he's gonna not. You know, he's going to have more putts from further away because he's hitting the actual green in reg. So I think he's getting a little bit. Right. Could it be better? I'm sure. But, I mean, still number one in the world, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say. Hey, so how long have you been working with Charlie?
Oh, when was it? 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah. It was either after my sophomore year in 17 or 18.
So what's the biggest change what's the biggest change you see in him now from when you started working?
Technique wise or what?
Just anything. We talked about the mind. So, you know, we understand that he's evolved there, but what, from a golf swing standpoint, like how do you,
he's running it like a business now and a little less reactionary, like maybe his little brother, but and he's taking the stride. So mentally he's better prepared and running it like a business. And then on the technique side, I mean, his golf swing was mega across the line, in, cross, shallow, couldn't cut it, ton, you know, hooks. And that works to a certain point. And then I think that the best players in the world at least have the ability to hit a cut shot. And so his driving was on the skids when we started working. And now I think his driver is a weapon.
I was really good at doing this when I first met Kevin.
Is it followed with a fuck?
Yeah. And then coach would be, I'd say, coach, you don't need to watch me swing. Just go down the right side about 285, 290. And it's going to hit one of those trees on the right down there. Like, there was just no sense of where it was going. And I think confidence shot back then. Obviously, when you haven't hit a fairway in four rounds, it's probably a little tough.
But what's cool about that, or the guy, the average weekend warrior that comes in that says they're struggling with driver, it's like every facet of the game that somebody comes in saying they suck at or struggling with, I've sucked at or struggled with at some point in my golfing career. So like when he comes to me with the quote unquote driver, whatever you want to call it, yips, whatever, steers, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Right. I'm like, all right, let's fix it. Right. Or somebody that comes in that can't hole a 5-footer, like, we'll fix it. And I kind of just have to figure out what makes them tick and dive into their mind. But I'd say that's the biggest thing, is the technique on the golf swing. I think the putter's gotten a lot better. Short game's gotten better. I think that's going to have to be the key for next year. Pitching, chipping, bunker, all that stuff is just going to be what sets him apart. That way, when he does hit it bad on a certain day, that can help save him.
Yeah, right.
So I just think that's the deal. And then, you know, getting out there and learning or enjoying the travel and all that. So
you're at the perfect age to do this, man, right? It's not like that Steve Wheatcroft who you and I met with at the, you know, at the Corn Ferry, where it was like, I've been doing this for 18 years. I'm up and down, right? I mean, yeah, you're at the perfect spot. I mean, you can live on beans and rice, right? And go kick ass.
He's going to be eating fillets because Precise Selling is going to give him a little endorsement action.
He's got the other side of it. He's got MMG, for Christ's sakes, just doling out that cash.
He's going to look like a billboard come next spring. It's going to be great.
Hey, at what point do you become so famous that you dump your sponsor, Michael Sullivan, and just say, you know what? Thanks for the ride. You're out.
I don't think they'll ever come that point. I hope that point never comes. But, you know, if there's a lot of zeros, I'm sure if the roles were reversed, he'd do the same thing. So it'll be a very mutual thank you. But I got a better off.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd actually be happy about that. That means you really hit it. Yeah. Hey, it's no different than Joel Damon dumping Mariner Wealth Advisors. When he got a little famous too, right?
Yeah, he moved up the ranks, you know, so good for him. So there you go. You just thought of another one for Charlie. Maybe we get them involved. I think what's exciting is just to see him grow. And plus, what's kind of fun about it is he can prepare over the next several months. He's going to go to Q school, which he still has the opportunity to get onto the PGA Tour. But watching him prepare over the next couple months and helping him prepare, I think will be fun and exciting.
Hey, who's going to be your caddy?
You.
Probably the entrepreneur from down south. He might struggle getting a visa. But, you know, I'm sure the consequences for printing the $100 bill might be a little steep up here. So,
you know what? Don't forget, don't sleep on Drew Hinesley, our boy from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we said. We said, once you make that little step, let's call him in from the bullpen. He's like, come on.
You're going to have to text him.
Huh? Yeah, because he's been following. I'll get an occasional text. Ah, Charlie. Oh, I think he's buttering up.
So. He's actually been messaging me on Instagram a couple of times. So, yeah. I mean, I've kind of had a three-week tour of no golf. Just got back from Boston. Last night. Took it fairly deep with an old college friend up there, and It's time to get back to work.
Nice, nice. Hey, and we mentioned Harry a few times. Harry's playing some good ball, right?
Yeah, he just lost our playoff yesterday.
I saw that, man. And he would have won a good 50K. Is he licking his wounds after that? He's like, how many fireball shots could that ball get?
How many will that get him? That'll get at least one or two nights at the
it would have got him fireball bottle service at the Hawk, probably.
Oh my God, of course. What's he going to do without you kind of taking care of him down in the Latin America tour now? I mean, is he going to be okay?
That was the first thing that crossed my mind.
You know, I think one of us moving on to the next step should be very motivating. You know, if anyone that's been around Harry and I, it's just jab after jab after jab of who can kind of get one up on each other. It's been like that our whole life. It's got a lot healthier as we've moved away from home. But I think it'll be the best thing for him, especially if I move one way and he stays one way. But he's got Q school coming up, so I'm rooting for him. And it'd be really fun to travel on the
course. So he still has a chance for Q school to join you.
Yep, he'll go to first stage in October.
His prep for Q school is a little more grueling than the old Waterloo Open. I think he signed up for the Waterloo Open probably 5 days before. Somebody dropped out. He texted me on Wednesday and said, "Hey, you care if I go to the water?" I said, "Go do what you want to do, bro." And he, what does he shoot? 68, 64, 62.
Super what tour was that?
It's like a state open
yeah
type deal with a really heavy first prize, which is going to attract a lot of players. And then I think in that one, whatever the cut, however many they cut, say if you do finish in the bottom, you get your money back plus a couple hundred bucks maybe, which is always an appeal if you play well, you know, versus some events you go and play well. So you have a bad Sunday and then you lose money on the week regardless of what happens. So that one's always pretty appealing. But I've never played in that event.
Hey, Wardo.
I finished 42nd 1 year and got my money back. Yeah.
Did you? Did you get a stipend for a nice meal the Cracker
they
Barrel?
Actually, like, give you, it's like Waterloo Open, so you literally get like a little like voucher. Here, Kevin, here's your voucher for a burger, chips, and a Coke. Yeah. You get the little carnival tickets.
If you want a pod, you got to pay for that.
Yeah, you got to pay for that.
Oh my God, that's funny. Hey, before we close up, had you had any communication with Woodland, either before or since the Open?
I played with him before he left for the Scottish. Two times maybe. Hitting it incredible, putting, you know, kind of back to the green speed thing, was leaving a lot of putts short. But all in all, I mean, his game looks pretty good. So I think he's got to put a charge on these last couple weeks in order to make the playoffs, because I think the new playoffs is top 75, get into the FedEx Cup, and then they trim it to 50. And then
what is he right now?
I want to say he's like 80 something. So he's kind of just on the outside looking in, maybe 90. So yeah.
And what's the future of our boy, Harry Higgs? Where does that lie at this point?
I saw Harry in Tahoe last week. I think he played pretty well. I don't know where he ended up finishing.
Yeah, he did well the first couple of days, I think. And then I think he, not Tahoe. Maybe what was the one before?
Actually, Barbasol? You know, I think Barbasol? He missed the cut. I think he missed the cut at Tahoe.
Did he?
Yeah, I saw him out there. But I think he's – I don't know where he's at on the FedEx Cup, but good dude, good player, and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think there was a quote I saw kind of back to Charlie's point. I think he got away from being himself or having fun on the golf course, and I think that's when he struggled. I think he had a couple of really good weeks. I think he played really well in Canada. And he had a couple good weeks then, and I think he felt like he was kind of back to being himself. And so I think that's a big part of it, other than just hitting the shots.
Yeah. Well, we got to get the local boys doing great. We got the next generation coming up, and our man Charlie Hillier, Harry's going to be right behind you. Wardo's going to be on your bag at least five times next year.
I'm not very good. I'm 0-2 on the bag for him, so I think I'm fired.
Are you? All right. Well, I'll call Hinesley. We'll get a real true professional in there. Maybe someone who isn't just staring over your shoulders, nagging you for freaking 4 hours, coach. you don't do it. So we're going to see a lot of each other. I haven't seen you in a while. So let's get together. I know you're going back into the serious mode, you know, in my profession between Monday and Friday, you know, after 6 o'clock, I'm not professional anymore. I don't have to really get back to the grindstone. Frankly, I'm a loser. So no, but it's great seeing. I miss you boys. And I'm going to be on a big trip next week for Sir Jason Cootey's 50th birthday, traveling in the big boy plane down to some fancy Blue Island.
Wow. You got the call up.
I got the call up. Yep. I got the call up. So, you know, if I can manage to stay clothed, I might get invited back. You know, we'll see. But
no golf, or is it golf trip?
It's not a golf trip. No, it's everything but a golf trip with wives. Yeah, it's with wives. So, all right. So let's regroup in 2 weeks. We got the season ending charges on, and fall golf is right around the corner. So let's maybe at Charlie. I know you're too good for me now, but
no, we got to get you out in that lacrosse hoodie again, that KU lacrosse hoodie. I'll never forget that day.
That's right. See,
that was when the hoodies made their way to the golf course. And over the last 5 years, you can see everyone wears a hoodie on the golf course. So you're a trendsetter, Sully. I don't know if you knew this or not, but
yeah. Can we be honest, Charlie? Was that the first time you'd ever see someone wear a hoodie on a golf course?
I mean, what year was that? Yeah, probably.
It was like 5 years ago.
I mean, I was at KU, and there's no way Coach Brummer would have let us wear a hoodie. They wear it all the time now.
Yeah.
That's right. See? Little style tips only here on the Golf Underground. So, all right. Hope see you in 2 weeks. Go get him, Charlie. Love you, Warner.
Love you, Sully.